Over the past few months, you've probably heard a great deal in the news about the UK COVID inquiry, looking back at the handling of the global pandemic here in the UK. Now, the inquiry is also looking for evidence and submissions from members of the public. And joining me today to talk more about that, we have Ben Connor, who's secretary to the chair of the COVID inquiry. Thank you very much for joining us, Ben.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about the inquiry and why it's needed.
Thank you. So Baroness Hallett, who is a former appeal court judge, has been appointed to chair the public inquiry, which will examine the UK's response to the pandemic and the impact that it had. She's going to be reporting on how lessons might be learnt from what happened during the pandemic so that the harms and the really enormous impact that it had can be avoided in the future.
What stage is the inquiry at the moment?
The inquiry was launched last June, and since then the inquiry team have been busy gathering evidence to inform the chair's investigations. That includes documents from government departments and health bodies, but it also includes the stories and experiences of people across the UK. Baroness Hallett is acutely aware of the sometimes life-changing impact that the pandemic had, and she wants to make sure that her findings and her recommendations are informed by the real experiences of people and communities right across the country.
It's going to be a huge undertaking then. Is there a time scale for this to be completed?
You're right, it's a huge undertaking. Baroness Hallett's been clear that she's not going to let this drag on though. The first investigation was into preparedness for the pandemic, whether the nation was ready. That held its public hearings before the summer. And the second investigation, which will look at the core political decision-making in Westminster. Our listening exercise, Every Story Matters, is already open, and we're already hearing from people who want to share their experience with us. Baroness Hallett's going to publish reports as she goes along so that her recommendations are as timely as possible. There are many aspects to the pandemic that the inquiry is looking into, but Baroness Hallett's aiming to finish hearings in 2026.
You mentioned some of the areas that the inquiry will be looking into. There's quite a few throughout this, the different stages. You're looking for the public to get involved in this as well. Why is that important?
Many, many people have stories to tell of their pandemic. Sadly, we know that hundreds of thousands of people lost loved ones. Many more than that became ill or suffered hardship or isolation. Thousands of people have already chosen to tell us their story, which means that the chair's findings will be informed by the actual experiences of people right across the UK. And right from the outset, the chair has been clear that her inquiry is going to look really hard at the unequal impact of the pandemic across different communities and across different parts of the United Kingdom. And that is as true of blind and partially sighted people as it is of anyone else. We know that the pandemic affected blind and partially sighted people in all sorts of different ways, and in some ways that haven't been properly documented or properly heard. So I'm really keen that we hear from as many blind and partially sighted people as we can.
How do people submit that evidence? You know, bearing in mind that we're dealing with people who are blind or partially sighted who will want to take part in this.
You're right, Alan. Most people have submitted their stories on everystorymatters.co.uk. And it's worth saying that website is fully accessible. People can zoom up to 400% without text spilling off the screen. We've built in the ability to navigate most of the website using just a keyboard or speech recognition software. And we've got the ability to listen to most of the website using a screen reader. But we also have a Braille document which explains the purpose of Every Story Matters, and it lists all of the questions that are found on our online offering so that people can take themselves through the process and fill that in as they go. That's in addition to a large print version of the web form that we can make available from the inquiry team and that people can fill out at home. All of these are intended to make sure that we get the widest possible group and set of experiences that we can. And over the next few years, we'll also be aiming to visit people in their communities, holding listening events where people can tell us their stories direct. And as well as that, we're planning to pilot a phone line to make Every Story Matters as accessible as possible. I'm really keen, if we can, to work with organisations like the RNIB and others that represent blind and partially sighted people to help us to reach as many people as possible and hear these really, really important stories.
What will happen to the evidence that people give? And indeed, you know, you mentioned about the reports being done periodically through the report. Will there be a final stage that people can then access as well?
Every single investigation that the chair undertakes will be followed by a report as quickly as we can manage. And there is likely to be a report at the end of the inquiry that pulls together the threads. But throughout the life of the inquiry, those individual investigations will be drawing on the stories and the experiences that are shared with us. So, for example, our third investigation will be about healthcare. And so all of the stories that are shared with us about people's experience in hospitals or with their GP or with ambulance services will be analysed and collated to form evidence that can feed into that investigation. And in that way, throughout the inquiry, the chair will continue to hear about the real experiences of people who have been onto our website, everystorymatters.co.uk.
Ben, we'd love to come back and chat with you again as the inquiry progresses. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much indeed, Alan.